Yeomans on the sideline can clear things up as we look at CeeDee Lamb on the sideline. Kyle?
Yeah, guys, this happened right in front of me. CeeDee Lamb was celebrating Jonathan Mingo getting behind his defender. He was so excited, he jumped in front of an official, and the official ran over CeeDee Lamb. On the sideline, that's where the penalty comes in, and he was off the sideline, he was outside of the box, and so CeeDee's the one that's being penalized here for the Cowboys sideline infraction.
That's so good. If you didn't see the video of that, you got to check it out. CeeDee Lamb getting run over by a referee during the Cowboys preseason game. He wasn't participating in it. He was just on the sideline.
No, he was on the sideline chilling.
Yeah, cheering on his teammates.
Got a Becky out of me.
Yeah, he got rocked. Another thing that happened from that Cowboys-Rams game this weekend, you see this, Dak Prescott, before the game, shook hands on the middle of the field with Rams owner Stan Kroenke. And you could see, you know, it's pretty easy to kind of pick up the audio. It's not great audio for us to play, but you can see it if you watch the video, hear it a little bit. He says to Stan Kroenke, "We'll meet you all in the NFC Championship."
Yeah, that was bold. But I will say this. What was that year that Dak said he would throw less than 10 interceptions or something like that?
2 years ago.
He did it.
Yeah, but it's one thing to throw less than 10 picks. It's another
thing. I'm just saying he did it.
What are you?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Like, dude trying to speak into existence. I don't believe it, but he does.
Counterpoint. Last year before the season, he said they were going to the Super Bowl.
Counterpoint, the team's not that good.
Okay, yeah, there you go. There it is then.
You have got to be smoking something.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that Hugh's got a little cowboy fear there.
No, I ain't got no cowboy fear. It's just like...
I smelled it too, Joe.
I felt it.
Cowboy
it's just
Douglas.
That the man trying to speak it into existence. Now, that's hella lofty.
Very lofty.
But he did have 1 year where he threw less than 10 picks.
Yeah, but lots of quarterbacks throw less than 10 picks. The Cowboys haven't been to a title game in 30 years.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. And plus, they got to play the first game in the playoffs, and we know how that usually works out for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't even think they're going to get to the first game of the playoffs.
That window might have closed for the Cowboys.
I think it's close shut.
I'm surprised CeeDee didn't get hurt, by the way.
They look bad.
Like,
he folded it. Like, his back got folded up.
He bent also love like how he a got reed in the wind. Yeah, he got bent. He got bent.
Him getting the penalty for it is just the cherry on top.
I guess
too.
He was on the field.
He was on the sideline.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What was he doing, by the way? He was like celebrating.
Out of the field, right?
There was a ball. The ball was in the air.
So when I watched it again, Mingo was a receiver there. He got like 5 yard separation. I think he was like calling it was going to be a touchdown.
But it looked like the ball was underthrown.
Oh, what? Because it was a duck. Everything went bad for the Cowboys. All right. Also, we enjoy when things go bad for the New York Mets. Can we hear how the weekend went? The Mets get swept in Milwaukee, including being up 5-0 yesterday and in the game.
Kevin, man, me and you got a real problem with each other.
What happened? What'd I do? What'd you do?
Listen, I'm 54 years old.
Okay.
I grew up 7.5 minutes from Shea Stadium.
Okay.
Right? I grew up in a time when 15 years old, the Mets won the World Series. And I got every opportunity when I was in high school to beat up Yankee fans, right? So that's my claim to fame. I was a big brother. My problem with you is, why do you name your podcast after a Philadelphia Philly?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? He is a Met. He's a Met before he was a Philly.
No, he wasn't. Yes, he had his best years with the Phillies.
Let me tell you something right now.
That he had his best years with the Phillies.
Hold on a second. Bad. That is not true, okay? That's a lie. I'll look it up. It's a lie.
No, he had 200 RBI seasons with the Phillies.
That doesn't mean that was his best season. What about 1994 when he came up for 40 games and had 350?
Yeah, Evan,
that doesn't count.
He's been in the league since 1962. You couldn't come up with somebody like Craig Swan or Pat Zachary?
How dare you?
Adonis, I would have talked.
How dare you? You're
no,
a Met fan. No, how dare you?
I will never listen to that podcast until you change that name.
Well, guess what? Never listen, because it's Rico for life. You ungrateful. Yeah.
So that was...
You had to clean that one.
Yeah, that was Evan Roberts, Mets fan. Evan came on a show once before. So his podcast is named Rico Bronya for the former Met and Philly first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that fan was upset. But things are going so bad for the Mets that they're now arguing about their... hosts on sports radio's podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. That sounds like a total meltdown.
It does. I love
that's
that.
That's a tough place to work.
That I love that caller.
Yeah, that's
that caller brought it. How dare you? How dare
so
you?
Who had a worse overall weekend?
Well, I mean,
the Cowboys didn't lose important games,
they
I guess.
They didn't.
So.
It's the Mets. Yeah. The Mets are getting
tough.
Swept
that's
in every
look.
Series they play.
You're having a worse weekend than the Cowboys.
Man, the Mets, they stink right now. They're up 5-0 yesterday. I think it was Friday night they got thrown out at the plate to end the game. It's just a bad, bad situation. Yeah. It's great. Phillies up 5.5. All right, 215-592-9494. We still have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League to give away.
Yeah.
Indictment on you here?
What do you mean? Nah, it's my fault.
Yeah.
That nobody's guessing. I gave some awesome clues.
You made it too hard.
Worst luck. Mets, nobody's Cowboys, thinking. Or Hugh Douglas.
Nobody's thinking.
Yep.
I got it.
It's yours. This is from your brain. You got it. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. A few polls up today about the Phils. Number one, what's a bigger deal for the Phillies right now? Up 5.5 on the Mets or Wheeler situation? 64% voting Wheeler situation. So the Phils shut Wheeler down until he's fully healthy? 86% on yes. And this is the big one. Should Aaron in San Diego be allowed in our fantasy football league? 83% no. That's a crushing total for Aaron. It's a big one. Hugh, did you give your vote on Aaron? Would you let him in the league?
That's a long way to go to get in the fantasy football league.
What do you mean? Oh, like for him to come here?
From LA.
You're just trying to let him down easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice. I'm working on being nicer. Because I've been told at times that I'm, not that nice. Hmm. I'm trying to work on that.
We're working on being meaner, so we'll all even ourselves out.
Joe and I are going the other way.
I'm trying to be angrier.
I guess if that's the case, we're gonna still have balance.
We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little balance.
Can you recap the three clues for everyone out there?
The first one, this is a famous doctor.
Okay.
He's not from America.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Empire State University.
Empire State University.
Yes.
Oh, is that a real university?
Giving out fictional universities over here. All right, let's go to Paul in Berlin talking about Jalen Tier 2. What's up, Paul?
How you guys doing today?
Up, hey, Paul, what's up?
Hugh, you're trying to be nicer, but you were awfully mean and hurtful to me the other day on the social media.
Uh-oh.
Calling me an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, no.
You made a
What'd you do?
Fat joke. And I was like, you're not that tall. He was not that tall.
Okay.
But Paul, that's kind of how it works. You take a shot at me, and then I take a shot back.
Did you call him an Oompa Loompa or just short?
Well, I called him Oompa Loompa.
Oh, okay.
I was specific.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
I mean, I might be in the lollipop guild, but whatever. First off, I would love to be in the league. There's no way you should let Aaron in the league. I give you guys free tickets to comedy shows. You get free anything, any shows I'm doing. So that's one plus.
Oh, we get some benefits out of this, Hugh. We get some free tickets to comedy shows.
Yeah, but you got to still win, man. We can't just,
it's a contest.
Yeah.
Not everyone can buy Hugh like Cowboy Jim.
If that was the case, an hour would go by. He'd give away 10 spots. We only have 8 to give away.
Well, you were. I think it's because he thinks I can't reach the table, but I will bring a stool.
Okay.
I absolutely love social media these days because watching a Cowboys train wreck and the Mets train wreck in real time
is
like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Especially when it happens in the same weekend. It's like you can't have a better weekend than watching the Mets and Cowboys lose game after game, Paul. It's the best.
It is. But they should shut down Wheeler. Only unless, Aaron Nola's coming back.
Which he is slated to. Now, I think he has one more rehab tomorrow, and then if he gets through that, we'll probably see him this coming weekend, maybe Sunday. So, yeah, if Nola's good, I think it's the right time to just give Wheeler a few weeks of rest here.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you guys putting me on.
What's your guess? What's your guess for the doctor?
I would say Zhivago, because I would think that's a word that he would like to say.
It does sound like a word.
Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah, it does sound like a word.
Sounds like a word he would butcher.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Well, you're right. I'm proud of you.
I remember, who was that? Omar Sharif played Dr. Zhivago. Okay.
You know your doctors.
Yeah. That was a good movie back in the day.
Paul, good guess. Not it. He was 112. I mean, this is...
112.
I mean, we need a correct answer.
We might as well give a fourth clue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nobody got it with the first couple clues I gave.
It's 112.
No, we've established that.
We're still here.
This dude will be featured prominently in the new Marvel movie that's coming out.
All right, so now we've got
the next big Marvel movie that's coming out.
So he's going to be featured prominently in the next big Marvel movie.
That should give it away right there.
Okay, and we'll find it out. All right, let's talk to Matt in Prospect Park. Hey, Matt.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
don't disappoint me, Matt.
I mean, I can say it right now. I can say the answer. I had 2 hours ago, but
Let's build up to it.
Yeah, he wants to build up to it.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he got it.
Dr. Doom.
You got it.
I caught it.
Yeah, I know he had it. I knew he had it.
You pushed him. You challenged him.
He absolutely had it.
Matt said I caught him off the porch. He could let that one slide. Yep.
I will not back down. But that's why I like this show.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. That was
Matt,
a good one.
Well, we're happy to have you in the league. Great stuff. All right, Matt for Prospect Park, officially the first entry. I guess second because Andy won last year. But our first entry this year in the fantasy league. All right, Matt, what are you thinking on the quarterback list?
Well, I had the quarterback list, and I think that, you know, Kyle's tough. He really makes you, like, you know, sharpen your points.
You mean I screen phone calls? God forbid.
So I think the Jalen rating is kind of whack because here's what I think. Okay, so the people that did the Athletic, that were on the Athletic, whatever, they're bored. They're anonymous people. They're all executives, right?
So it's executives and coaches, because one of the quotes I saw was from a current offensive coordinator.
Fair enough. I just feel like I was listening to that podcast with Howie, and I feel like there's like this veneration of Howie, and I'm not taking anything away from Howie. I just feel like people are displacing like the excellence of Jalen onto Howie, and these are folks that don't play. They don't play ball. They don't ball. They're not on the field, and I just feel like I don't know, man. Like I've got enough like corporate bro culture. Like I'd rather just. I mean, I mean, Howie's great. Don't get me wrong. Howie is awesome. But, like, I think that people are shifting, like, you know, the respect that should be given to Jalen onto Howie because the team is so good, because the roster is so well constructed. I think that's a problem, man.
So I think it's an interesting angle. Here's what I would say about it. Matt, I think Howie deserves a lot of credit for finding a franchise quarterback you can win a Super Bowl with. In the second round, right? That doesn't happen very often.
No doubt.
But I also think Jalen working out allowed Howie to create this roster. Like, if Jalen doesn't work out, this roster isn't what it is. Like, once they realized Jalen could play, they knew they had a cheap quarterback. So they said, let's go get A.J. Brown and pay him $100 million because we don't have to pay our quarterback that much money. So it's almost like they go hand in hand. Like, Howie wouldn't be getting this praise if he didn't hit on Jalen. But then, you know, Jalen needs Howie as well. I see both sides of it.
No, it's symbiotic.
Yeah.
Hugh, what do you think?
I mean, I'm with it. I have a lot of thoughts about this. And when you said that, it was funny because, you know, yesterday when I was at the Eagles practice and I was coming up and they were kind of introducing the players and they were talking about different players on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was ironic to your point, Matt, that Howie's name was mentioned like in the same breath as like the players. Because that's the way it's that's by design. It's no accident that, you know, when you talk about the history of Howie Roseman and how when Chip Kelly put him on the back burner, how when he came back stronger than ever. And he is the architect of this team. And they let you know that every chance that they get.
Yeah. And I get your point, Matt. And the players are the ones on the field. I do think it is fair to point out he's won Super Bowls now with two different coaches and two different quarterbacks. That's pretty rare in the NFL.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I think I first started thinking about this when Howie's name kept coming up on your guys' like top, like all whatever your lists are. Your
oh, Mount Rushmore.
Rushmore.
Yeah,
yeah. And Matt, I voted Howie on mine last week.
You did.
Yeah, last week the afternoon show had their Mount Rushmores that Hugh famously did not vote on, and then blamed Spike.
It was an aggressive
you.
Email.
I respect you for abstaining from that.
It was aggressive.
No, but
email.
The email was too aggressive. I listened to it. I felt the aggression.
There was no aggression. We all know this. No, but Matt, he was on mine. Howie was on my Mount Rushmore. So I get it. I get where you're coming from.
I just think that's kind of a BS move to put like we're talking about athletes, are we not? I mean, we're talking about...
So if I went back to Spike's original email, he did not specify athletes. So then I thought like the people that made the franchise what it is today. So I have to think back to mine. I think my Mount Rushmore of Eagles since 1975 was Howie, Andy, Kelsey, Dawkins. I think that's how I did mine.
So you're skewing very corporate on this. Very
corporate. Very corporate. Very corporate. I didn't put Reggie. I mean, Reggie won with the Packers. He didn't win here. I mean, it's not easy to pick four Eagles since 1975. I mean,
no, it's true. But yeah. I thought it was symptomatic that Howie was like so. And then I heard the podcast, which I thought was very interesting. Howie's obviously a neat guy, but like.
to me, like, this disrespect for Jalen is kind of like a displaced, like, veneration for Elway. That's kind of my point.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think you're the only one that feels that way. Yeah, because usually the quarterback is the one that gets the most credit, and we don't have a situation like that. Matt, good phone call, and congratulations for being in the league. September 3rd, McGurk's and Royersford. Matt is in, and we're excited to have you there and part of the league this year. It sounds like Matt knows ball, so he's going to be fun to have in. Let me I gotta throw something out off of Matt's point. So Matt kind of thinks that it's moved too far to, like, it's all about Howie and not about the quarterback, right? If you had to pick one to keep.
That's by design.
But I'm asking you, if you had to pick one to keep.
Howie's done a phenomenal job.
If you had to keep one and the other one has to leave tomorrow, Jalen or Howie? I keep Howie.
I think.
Hold on. Jalen Hurts or Howie Roseman?
Well, I'm just going off his point.
Is this a joke?
Well, I asked the question. I would keep Howie.
Of course you would. Anyone with a brain would. I can't even believe we're thinking about this.
I don't think
everyone agrees with you, Kyle.
No, because I think we could do without Howie.
Oh my!
I think so. I think because
you're making me sick.
The formula is already there.
But he's the one that does the formula.
He is. Who did he get the formula from?
Well,
let me say this. The formula. He has perfected the serum.
Yes.
But the groundwork is already there. The foundation is there. You just need somebody that can come in and have the vision.
But it's ever evolving. Like 3 years from now, the whole roster will be different.
No, Howie does it. Like Howie came in and he's been very innovative.
Come on, man. This is crazy.
No, but I would probably keep the QB.
I would keep Howie.
We just had a conversation about who's more valuable, Howie Roseman or Patrick Mahomes.
Because, listen.
And now we're keeping Jalen over Howie Roseman.
No, listen, Howie's done a good job, and when you talk about it from that perspective.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Are you going to let me finish before you jump all over me like a bunch of crickets? I'm getting tired of it.
Howie's a Hall of Famer. Howie's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, he's put himself in that, but that's also by design.
What does that mean by design?
Because, like, when Matt called in and he said that, it just dawned on me when I was walking in the building how Howie has put himself on the same plane as the players. That is, like, how many other GMs do you hear about?
Well, very few.
That's what I'm
saying.
But
he's earned that.
No, I'm not saying he didn't.
Yeah. Hold on.
But that's by design.
Hold on. We went through that quarterback tier list. Hurts was, you said you were comfortable with Hurts in tier two. You know who's tier 1.1 of general managers?
Howie
Roseman.
How many other
This isn't a debate.
What about Brett
Veach? I can't even believe we're doing this right now.
What about Brett Veach?
He's two. Yes, yeah. Roseman is the best GM in the league by far.
How many Super Bowls has Brett Veach went to and won?
Come on, man.
He's been to 5-1-3.
Let me tell you.
So Howie's better.
Yes. I think Howie's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now.
Brett Veach has a better quarterback.
Brett Veach.
And the coach.
Brett Veach. Like, we could. I'm just saying, Howie put himself in this position. And that's why we talk about Howie the way that we do.
For all the people who were yelling at us for the Hurts thing, yeah, they're now turning this around on you and telling you you're tripping.
I'm not telling you I'm tripping. I'm just telling the truth.
No, they're telling you you're tripping.
Howie.
All the Hurts people are telling you you're tripping.
Listen
on the
to
Howie
what
thing.
I'm saying.
It's way easier to find another Jalen than another Howie. That's the way I would do it.
But this is by design.
I don't know what the design means.
Okay, when Chip Kelly got here and put Howie in the closet.
Yeah.
Howie made it, he made for sure that that would never happen again.
Yeah, of course.
Howie made himself just as relevant as the players by putting himself out there.
But he does it by winning.
No, he does not. But I'm saying, he's the only GM, out of all the GMs you could think of, who's the GM for the Rams?
Les Snead.
Okay, good pull out there. But anyway, my point is this.
Most of them don't appear on podcasts.
They're not that visible. They play the background.
Howie's
front and center.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant. I'm just being silly.
Yeah, I know. That was a good pull.
Yeah,
though.
But most are behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. They're not
up front.
They're not getting, the caller there was referencing, I believe part of my take had Howie on, right?
Yes.
Like most national podcasts, huge podcasts don't invite Les Snead on. They don't invite Brett Veach on as much.
Howie's very personable.
Yes, he'll talk.
He's very, very personable.
And he's obviously very comfortable in how good he is now. I mean, Howie 10 years ago was a little more reserved.
I just think Howie is an evil genius. Now, don't get me wrong. I think he's an evil genius. And what Howie was able to do and able to accomplish after the Chip Kelly era
yeah.
has been phenomenal.
Well, I think there's a similarity between Howie and Jalen. Jalen got benched in the title game.
Yeah, like they both
were down and they came back.
And think about it like this, man. When Brandon talked about him and Howie's come to Jesus.
Oh,
man.
In the Miami game, yeah, in 2011.
And Howie, like he cleaned it up. But when you look at the career that Brandon Graham had and the time when Howie told him, hey, man, you we're tied together. That right there, when you look at Brandon's numbers compared to other guys' numbers that played the same time, he, like, if you're being honest, he shouldn't have still been here. But he was able to be here and became one of the most beloved Eagles of all time. It doesn't happen like that.
Well, that's for sure. Well, no. I mean, the two of them, yeah, they worked out together for a long time. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll check in with you people. I wonder what they're talking about today.
Yeah, we already know.
Well, we've spoken about a lot of things. We also have, how about this? Shots fired at Hugh by a 15-year-old girl? We'll talk about this story next. I love this one. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. MVP quarterback, maybe the guy in Kansas City wins another one, bounces back this year, or perhaps a third for the guy down in Baltimore. Crown your champion in August, a repeat by the Birds. There's some good odds there. Or parlay your division winner dark horses. I kind of like Tennessee to bounce back from last place. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, hot takes, your calls, your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because FanDuel's futures is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.